This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Have you ever felt like you're just shouting into the void, trying to make your mark in a market that's super crowded, where the big names just seem to suck up all the oxygen?
Oh, yeah. It can feel really defeating, like you're invisible.
Exactly. Utterly overwhelming. But what if you could actually challenge those leaders, not by, you know, playing their game, the one they set up, but by completely rewriting the rules?
Ah, now that's the idea. That's the powerful premise behind what we're digging into today. Challenger marketing strategies.
Yeah, it's this approach that's, it's bold, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's disruptive. It's all about positioning your brand as this dynamic, like, unignorable alternative to how things usually are.
Think of it as a roadmap, maybe. A way to get traction fast, shift how people see you, and actually win market share, even when things feel totally locked down by competitors.
And the insights for this deep dive, they come from a really great source on Challenger Marketing Strategies for Disruptive Brands.
Exactly. Illuminating stuff.
So our mission today, really, is to unpack what Challenger Marketing is, why it works so well, especially for businesses focused on growth, and then the really practical bit. The core principles that make it actually, you know, work.
Right. The goal is to give you a shortcut, basically. A way to understand how you can shake things up in your own industry and maybe even create demand that wasn't there before.
Okay, so let's unpack that first bit. When we talk about these challenger marketing strategies, what does it actually mean, like, fundamentally?
Well, think of it like this. It's not about having the biggest budget. Forget outspending the giants. It's about outsmarting them.
I'm smarting, okay.
Yeah, it's this philosophy that, look, your size doesn't have to dictate your impact. What really matters is how agile you are, how well you actually understand what buyers need right now, and if you're willing to just change the conversation.
So it's less about muscle and more about being clever and tuned in.
Precisely. The core idea is you don't need to be the biggest player. You need to be the smartest, or maybe the fastest, or the one who's just perfectly aligned with what your buyers really care about today, which might be different from yesterday.
That sounds like a pretty dramatic shift from, you know, the way marketing is often taught or done.
Mm-hmm.
How does that strategic agility actually play out in practice?
Mm-hmm.
Especially for, say, a smaller business facing huge competitors.
Well, unlike the usual approaches, which often just kind of follow the leader or industry norms, these strategies deliberately poke at the existing way of thinking. They offer a completely fresh story.
A fresh narrative.
And crucially, they create what we sometimes call emotional tension with whatever the market leader is offering or how they're positioning themselves.
Emotional tension. Okay, what does that look like?
It means you're trying to spark curiosity, maybe even a little dissatisfaction with the status quo. You want to disrupt the normal buying habits and ideally create new demand by framing the problem differently. You're not just saying our product is better. You're saying the way you're thinking about this problem is outdated and here's a smarter way.
Wow. Okay. That sounds incredibly powerful and honestly, probably quite liberating for a lot of businesses out there. But who specifically is this approach best for? And why does it seem to deliver such punchy results? I can already picture listeners thinking, is this for me?
Yeah, good question. It tends to be particularly effective for, say, B2B service-based businesses.
Why them specifically?
Because they often sell solutions to complex problems, right? And that complexity gives you more room to challenge the existing assumptions about how those problems should be solved. It's perfect if you're launching something new, a new service or solution.
Or if you need to change how people see you fast.
Exactly. Or if you need to shift perception quickly. Maybe you're seen as small or niche and you want to be seen as innovative or the expert. It's also great for companies trying to stand out from competitors who are maybe a bit slow, a bit stuck in their ways.
Right, the dinosaurs.
Sort of, yeah. Or even just brands that feel boxed in by the industry's like default way of doing things. You know, everyone does it this way, so we have to too. Challenger says, no, you don't.
So if you're maybe stuck relying too much on word of mouth referrals.
Yeah.
Or maybe your growth is just kind of flatlined because you sound like everyone else.
Precisely. That's the sweet spot. For businesses looking to get more qualified inbound leads coming to them and maybe rely less on chasing referrals, this can really fast track getting attention.
Makes sense.
It helps you carve out a really distinct, memorable voice in what can feel like a very noisy, saturated market. You stop being just another option and you become the alternative. The one people are talking about.
That really clarifies why it's so potent for growth.
Yeah.
Okay, so for everyone listening now who's thinking, all right, I get the why, this could really work for me. Let's get into the how. What are the foundational pieces, the core actions to actually build one of these challenger strategies?
Okay, so there are basically five core principles that underpin a successful challenger strategy. The first one, and this is key, is you need to identify the enemy.
Okay, enemy. That sounds a bit aggressive. I assume we're not talking about like launching attack ads against competitor X.
No, definitely not. That usually backfires anyway, makes you look small. The enemy here isn't another company. It's an outdated idea, an inefficient process that everyone hates but accepts, or maybe just stale expectations that are holding the whole industry back.
Okay. So it's more abstract, like a concept or a frustration.
Exactly. The source we looked at gives a great example. Imagine a marketing agency that's all about delivering actual business results. Their enemy could be defined as marketing that just delivers clicks, not customers. See? Yeah. It's a flawed idea, a common industry problem, not a rival business.
Got it. So you're not fighting a competitor. You're fighting the status quo or a dumb way of doing things. Mm-hmm. So that's a really important distinction. Okay, what's the second principle then?
The second one is create a narrative that flips the script. Challenger brands, the really effective ones, they don't just sell you a product or a service. They sell you a belief, a different way of seeing the world.
A belief. Interesting.
Yeah. Your marketing needs to tell a really compelling story, one that points out the flaws in the conventional wisdom, the standard way of doing things, and then naturally positions your business as the smarter, maybe more agile, more modern choice. It's about offering a totally new perspective.
So it's less about shouting louder and more about telling a better, more resonant story that actually changes how people think.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. What comes next?
Third principle, be data-driven, not just loud. This is critical, especially in B2B, right? Growth-focused leaders, CEOs, they want substance. They're tired of hype. Exactly. Your bold message, your narrative, it absolutely has to be backed up. You need clear metrics, compelling case studies, real proof points that show your way works. Your data shouldn't just show you're different. It needs to show you're better.
Yeah, that's crucial. We've all seen those flashy campaigns that look great, but, you know, don't seem to actually achieve anything. So it's don't just make noise. Prove your point.
Yeah.
Can you think of maybe a quick example where not having the data could really sink a challenger?
Oh, easily. Imagine a new software company. They claim they're going to revolutionize project management, right? Big, bold claims. But then they can't show a single case study, not one example of a team actually finishing projects faster or collaborating better using their tool.
Yeah, the narrative just collapses.
Totally. It falls flat instantly.
Yeah.
Which brings us nicely to the fourth principle, prioritize targeted campaigns. Look, challenger brands often don't have huge budgets, so you can't afford to waste money shouting at everyone.
Right. Precision matters.
Immensely. This means using really tightly focused PPC campaigns, laser-targeted SEO strategies focusing on specific pain points, and creating personalized content. Content designed specifically to connect with prospects who are already feeling unhappy or dissatisfied with the current options out there.
Ah, so you're actively seeking out the people who are already feeling that emotional tension you mentioned earlier, the ones ready for a change.
Exactly. You find the people whose problem you solve better than anyone else, especially better than the old way, and you speak directly to their frustration. You show them you understand it deeply.
Makes sense. And the last principle.
And finally, number five, build marketing that converts. Look, having a powerful message, a great narrative, it's fantastic. But if the execution doesn't actually turn that interest into leads or sales, what's the point?
Right. It needs to lead somewhere.
Absolutely. Your landing pages, your email follow-ups, even your Google Ads copy, everything has to be perfectly aligned with that challenger position. And critically, it all needs to work together to effectively move qualified prospects through your sales funnel. You have to turn that spark of curiosity into concrete action.
Okay, that's a really clear framework.
Right.
So let's bring it home for the listener. If you're out there feeling stuck, maybe in a market dominated by the same old players, or your growth has just hit a wall, even though you know you have something good, what's the very first practical step to start thinking like a challenger?
The first step, honestly, is to take a hard look at your current positioning and then ask yourself, what are my ideal customers really frustrated with in this industry right now? What's the thing that secretly bugs them about the way things are done?
So identify that core frustration, that enemy.
Yes, identify that pain point, that enemy, and don't be afraid to actually name it, even if it feels a bit edgy. Get specific.
Okay, and once you've pinpointed that frustration, that problem everyone else ignores, what's the immediate next move?
Then you need to start crafting a bold message. a message that directly challenges that frustration head on. But, and this is crucial, that message can't just float out there by itself.
Needs support.
It absolutely has to be supported by a marketing system. A system designed to consistently deliver actual leads that fit that profile, not just website clicks or vague awareness. It's about having clarity in your message, confidence in your difference, and then building the engine to turn that into real business results.
Wow. Okay, this has been a fantastic deep dive. Challenger marketing strategies. It's clear they're about so much more than just, you know, a clever ad campaign. It's a fundamental shift in thinking.
It really is. Rethinking how you position yourself, how you talk about yourself, how you connect with the people who need you most.
It really does offer a powerful path to significant growth and, maybe just as importantly, genuine differentiation. Standing out for the right reasons.
And remember this thought from the source material. It's a powerful one. The companies that are really going to win in, say, 2025 and beyond, they probably aren't the ones who just diligently follow all the existing rules.
They're the ones who rewrite them.
They're the ones who rewrite them. Exactly.
That is a fantastic thought to leave everyone with. Think about your own industry. Think about what frustrates you, what frustrates your customers. What's your enemy? And how could you start to rewrite some rules for your own success? It really is about moving beyond just blending in, isn't it?
It's about carving out your unique, absolutely undeniable space.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.